President Obama announced plans to reestablish diplomatic relations with Cuba. Those relations were severed in January of 1961.
In the most significant changes in our policy in more than 50 years, we will end an outdated approach that for decades has failed to advance our interests, and instead, we will begin to normalize relations between our two countries.
What does normalizing relations with Cuba mean? Well, the president intends to reopen a U.S. embassy in Havana, expand travel options between the two nations, and also increase trade and export options to the Caribbean island nation. We asked you what you thought about the new developments, and our phones have been ringing off the hook.
I just got back from an unauthorized trip to Cuba, and I'm very happy that we are finally normalizing our relationship. It is sad when people on the street, and they come up and ask you for soap, and that's all they want is, a bar of soap.
It is long due in coming. They have not been a threat as a nation for decades.
We have gained virtually nothing from sanctions.
That Cold War relic was just, it just didn't make any sense anymore as far as I could tell.
The Cold War is over, and I feel like a lot of the tension between our two countries is just as much a fault of the United States as it is of Cuba. Hopefully this will pave the road into looking past things that are causing suffering in both our countries.
Yay for Cuba. It's only about 50 years too late. The only good thing about the embargo is in the 60s, I had the cutest date to my senior ball because his family had to immigrate.
2 years ago, I decided that finally I was going to go to Cuba no matter what. And I enjoyed it very much, and I've looked forward to going back and now can probably get my wife to go with me, which would be even more fun.
I am so excited. Hooray for him and us.
Some of your thoughts on President Obama's announcement that the U.S. will begin to restore diplomatic relations with Cuba. Many Washingtonians originally are from Cuba, and many of you are excited about this announcement.
I was born in Havana in 1958 and have never understood why it would make sense for us to create a great divide between the countries. We are pretty mighty compared to such a small island, and we've done great harm there.
Most of my family lives in Cuba, so it's really, it's almost an impossible task just to travel to Cuba. We try to go back every year, but it's really expensive, and B, it's really troublesome because you have to go through a whole lot of things, and you're always with a knot in your neck because you don't know what is going to happen. And I'm guessing with these new changes, that is going just to go away.
I am really delighted to this news. I never thought I was going to hear something like this in my lifetime. So I am celebrating.
I've been Seattle Life for 20 years. I came in a raft. As the President Obama said, with only a shirt on my back. And I'm living the American dream. I see a very short lifespan for the revolution now, since freedom of idea and flow of idea, that's what is going to make a change. And so I'm really, really happy that that has happened after 20 years being here and never understanding why such a smart people have never figured that one out.
It's just some of the outpouring of reactions from people in our area, originally from Cuba, about President Obama's announcement to reestablish relations. It signals a major change in U.S. policy. Our feedback line is 206-221-3663. That's 206-221-3663 if you've got some thoughts. Or write to us, record@kuow.org.